Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. In this latest episode, I feature my former colleague, who's also been a previous guest on the show. My guest for today is Carrie Kettle. Carrie is the manager of women's services at the Career Foundation. I had Carrie on the show a couple of years ago, where she spoke about job searching during the pandemic. It's been a couple of years since that show, so I thought it'd be a good time to revisit the topic of job search. But before I get into the show, I would like you to know that this episode was sponsored by Epigram Consulting Services. If you're an entrepreneur or a micro-entrepreneur in need of leveling up your business, Epigram Consulting can walk you through while teaching you the process of starting or expanding a business with their unique business consulting model. Epigram specializes in product identification, business plans, financial analysis, operations, and marketing. Ready to start or fine-tune your business? Contact Karen at info@epigramconsulting.com. Now back to the show. As we know, job search can be frustrating. So Carrie details how she assists women in their job search, what industries are looking for workers, and also how to incorporate a variety of job search methods. Carrie has almost 20 years of experience in the employment services field and was able to share her expertise with us. Please welcome Carrie to the show. I started the show asking Carrie if she could tell us a bit about herself. Thanks for being on the show, Carrie.
Thanks so much, Michelle. I'm so happy to be here again with you. My name is Carrie Kettle. I am currently working with an organization called the Career Foundation, and it's a nonprofit charitable organization out of the Toronto area. And I've been with them for a very long time at this point. It's been wonderful. And the best part really has been the ability to wear so many different hats over the years, from being right in front of clients, speaking with employers, facilitating whether it's pre-employment type of workshops like resume, cover letter, interview skills, or even essential skills as well. So talking about time management and improving communication, whether it's one-on-one communication, or it's, you're speaking in front of a huge, huge audience. It's been really wonderful. And I've really had a great opportunity to be able to meet so many wonderful and incredible individuals, whether they came through the client stream or whether they were colleagues. So yeah, it's been great. And presently my role is a manager of women's services.
Thanks for that. I just want to ask, are there any particular fields that you're helping women with?
Yeah, so over the past couple of years, definitely tech has been a main theme when it comes to assisting women. I've been working closely with some workforce development projects to really improve women in technology. So that's been such great experience. Recently, I've moved on to another project in another kind of field or sector as well. So construction. So again, another workforce development project to train women to improve skills when it comes specifically to the construction trade. It is certainly a need within Ontario, probably globally, because there's lots and lots of talk in the media, as we know, that we're in a housing crisis. And the idea of really, whether it's renovations, whether it's building, rural or urban, the need for those skills is incredibly important at this time. And we really want to see women in that space so much more than they have been in the past.
I think that's awesome, to be quite honest, because I have a slight fascination with construction and building and renovations. What are your services? What services do you provide them?
Sure. We do go through training with them. So they do learn different construction types of skills, such as tiling, drywall, framing, We do assist them with wraparound supports as well, based on, what their needs are. They do on construction sites, they certainly do require PPE, so personal protective equipment as well while they're on site. And also an opportunity to find employment afterwards, so going into a placement beyond that too. So it's certainly very rewarding, and we go through women. Of course, it does. This project does have to be in person because it's very hands-on. They're learning the tools, connecting, building teams as well. So the idea is really to kind of bring them forward, gain those skills, and then become confident while they are in the workplace.
What is the percentage like of women in construction? Because it seems like not new, but I mean, like I could see it being a small population of women doing it. Has it exploded? Like, do you think more women are getting to construction now?
I believe so. Yes, I don't have the numbers on the top of my head, but I know it has increased a little bit over the past couple of years. And the idea is we really want it to increase so much more than it has. We want that it to be very much a norm when it comes to going onto construction sites or seeing individuals in construction, whether it's civil basis or even like roads, and or whether it's from buildings, commercial, residentials, to be seeing women on site as well, working alongside.
What sort of assistance do you provide your clients, the job seekers?
So yeah, in general, in terms of all of our programming and services, one big thing that we offer is coaching. So coaching, regardless of what stage they're at in their career, or maybe they're taking a training program with us, we offer coaching in when it comes to certainly the pre-employment piece. So with the resumes, cover letters, interview skills, we talk to them a lot, especially in the tech sector, about LinkedIn and the importance of LinkedIn. And the importance of using it to network, and also when it comes to networking outside of that as well. So introducing them to individuals who have succeeded in the field that they're looking to get into, maybe even creating a relationship that's ongoing from a mentorship standpoint as well, which is something we really like. We certainly, coach them through that process, but not only that. Coach them once they get into the workplace as well. So whether it's a placement or whether they're just going starting a new job, we do kind of go alongside them for a little while just to make sure that things are okay, that they're feeling comfortable, and certainly act as a venue of for any questions they might have in terms of, what should I be doing when it comes to communicating with my colleagues or communicating with my supervisor, or what should I be doing in terms of the technical space, or where can I find further information on different areas. So that's something that we really help with. And also too, one area that we certainly don't have expertise in, but can absolutely refer is the emotional support side as well. We know a lot of times in this space, especially when it comes to women, this can be a very emotional time, learning new things, being in different environments within the job space, but also dealing with all of the things that are happening at home, having all those roles, and juggling everything at the same time. It's such a challenge, and we absolutely do recognize that and try to support as much as we can.
That's awesome to hear because I mean it's true that when you think about job search, it's not just job search. There's everything else going. It's a home life and how you balance home life with looking for a job or even working. So it's good that you give that overall assistance and support because it's so needed. I mean, I do remember from my employment counseling days, I do remember that people do come with you with just not looking for work. So many other things play a factor in that. You know, it's more, it's
It's
very a very emotional everything.
it absolutely is. It is. And it I mean it's understandable when you think about it, because in a lot of times when an individual is going through a job search process, there's a lot of new stuff. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of being outside of your comfort zone completely. So just inherently, that puts individuals, or maybe they feel as though they're kind of at a deficit at that time. But as they are building, as they're growing, as they're getting more comfortable in that space, it's amazing to see that, but it's also wonderful to be part of the process in helping that move forward for them as well. So yeah.
So that kind of brings it to something that I saw. Like, I did do a little bit of research on Carrie Kettle, and I saw a little video or a podcast about you, and you're talking about how you experiencing failure is important. So why don't you speak about that? Like, how do you apply failure to your job searching? And what is failure too, actually? What exactly do you consider failure?
Yeah, it is important, and I've really felt that way for the past number of years, whether it's in my own career or just in life in general. But having that experience of feeling what it is like to fail is it's so important because it makes you so much more resilient in the future. So, I mean, when it comes to job search and failing, it really is about when you are setting goals, because you should be setting goals when it comes to your job search, whether they're very small goals or whether they're more macro goals. It could be, okay, so I am going to be, next week, I'm planning to reach out to seven people and set up informational interviews, or I'm going to set up five coffee chats or whatever that is. So those are more the micro goals. If you are able to achieve that, amazing. If you're not able to achieve that and you're really feeling down about that could be a form of failure. And you look at that, you analyze and think, okay, so why didn't I achieve, and what can I do next time? And even on the larger side, so if there is a specific company that you have always wanted to work with, small, large company, and you try to get in, you have conversations with individuals who work there or even past employees, and you maybe have had interviews with them, but you still haven't been able to get in and work with them as an employee. So that might be even a larger failure, but the idea really is, we all know that sometimes co coincidences happen or things just happen that are out of our control. But what let's talk or let's think about the things that were in our control or are in our control, and really kind of go through that process to understand, where we were, where we've come from, and then what we can do to improve as we move forward in improving strategically, determining, okay, so what are the next steps, and what am I going to do differently next time? And those lessons that we personally learn are the most valuable. It is also important to learn from other people's mistakes. I do see that. I think that's really important for other people to talk about their mistakes as well. And certainly that's beneficial. But when it comes to your own, you have that guttural feeling, and that's when you have the most kind of aha moments when it comes to realizing, okay, this is what I'm going to do differently next time.
I love that because we kind of beat ourselves up, and I'm putting myself in that mix as well when we do fail. But it is a learning lesson. You learn from that. I love exactly what you said. We just learn from it, and you kind of move on. And maybe it was a lesson we were supposed to learn. So that's why we had a, I guess, in quote unquote failure, right? Because failure kind of opens your eyes, you know?
It does. It absolutely does. And I mean, certainly if you're in a position in life, in a specific area where you've never failed, whether it is like from school, you've never had a bad mark, you just never failed. That's wonderful. But what's the learning there? What is the perseverance that you've learned? And it probably isn't a great deal in terms of that. But yes, we gain so much when it comes to strong, soft skills when we go through a failure and then come out on the other side, process it, and then move forward.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Just want to ask, so what is job search? Just turning it back to job search, what is that like in the post-pandemic world? Because now we're like, the pandemic was like, well, the height of the pandemic was like 2, 3 years ago. So now 2024, what is it like? And I guess let's be even more specific. What's job search like for women? What can we say about that?
Sure. Yes. So certainly so many things have changed. Absolutely. Some things have gone back to the same. During the job search, when it, or sorry, during the pandemic, when it came to job search, a lot of companies were looking for remote employees, and that's not as much the case anymore. Some companies did stay remote, completely remote. Some companies that are international or even smaller based companies, and that has worked really, really well for them. A lot of companies or even organizations, government have decided to move forward on the hybrid model, have employees come back at kind of a part-time basis and then be working from home part of the time as well, and kind of determining how many days in, how many days at home makes the most sense. So that's something as well. And it was interesting when it came to the tech space. So just kind of at the end of the pandemic, that's when tech became a little bit difficult when it came to the labor market. There were not a whole lot of opportunities, and any of the opportunities that were available did have a high level of competition when it came to the tech space as well, just because there were some layoffs going on in a number of the larger corporations. And so that was a bit challenging. I feel like that has softened a little bit at this time. And there have been some new sectors or industries that have really kind of flourished, I guess, or have really kind of moved forward. So I did talk about construction a little bit before. So certainly there's a great deal of construction going on. I know if anyone is driving a car in Toronto these days, it's I don't know, it's like nothing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's construction city. Like wherever you go in the city, the GTA, you'll see, pylons. There's a lot going on. Like in my area alone, I rather walk than drive. I mean, so yeah. So I guess that's good. That's good for women because there's a lot of job opportunity then, because it's construction 24/7.
And if there's construction, you assume that there are workers, there are new workers. Yes, absolutely. So it is very good. So that's certainly an area like with the civil, the roads, and the building construction has really moved forward surrounding that space. And certainly other fields and sectors, the green economy, climate space, the industries surrounding that have really kind of moved forward as well. But yes, as I mentioned, some things are the same and some things are quite different, but you really, when you're doing your job search, you really want to take a moment to take a look at what's going on, what's in the media, what are people saying, and certainly what types of jobs are available, and that'll give you a really good indication of kind of where we're going.
Oh, so what's job search tools do you think women need to embrace? Because you kind of went through some of them. Like you did mention an informational interview. Maybe you may want to explain what an informational interview is, just for someone who doesn't know what that is.
Absolutely, yes. With the informational interview, the idea is that you are connecting with someone that has a great deal of experience or skills or knowledge in a space that you are wanting to get into or you're wanting more information on. So you could do an informational interview with an individual who is presently in a specific department that you want to get into. So whether your career is finance, whether it's an HR, and speaking with someone who is presently in that space is really important, just because it gives you a sense of, what's going on today, what are the current trends, what's being maybe used in terms of software, technology. Is AI influential when it comes to this specific sector, or maybe not yet? So just and also just create developing a relationship with an individual who has some knowledge in that area is so beneficial when it comes to the job search. So absolutely, I do suggest the informational interviews. But in general, just having conversations with people, being curious. What do you do? What did you used to do? Did you change careers? And how did you get to where you are? That's so important, and that can be done anywhere. That can be done on the street. That can be done in the elevator. Absolutely anywhere. It's such a good skill to have. And even if you are an introvert, it's not as though you have to talk to people all day, every day. Just, take, 5 minutes, in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, and just start a conversation with someone who's around you is really great. In terms of other job search practices for women, LinkedIn is very beneficial, especially when it comes to the tech space. It's a really good tool to use. And just, making sure that you have everything ready to go, because you never know when you're going to get a call to be asked to come in for an interview for a specific job. So have your resume ready to go. Have an idea as well in advance of how you're going to be responding to specific interview questions too. So just so you're not scrambling once you do get that call.
As we reach the end of the show, I hope that Carrie was able to provide you with some helpful information and help you on your job search journey. I asked her to provide her contact information so that if you had some questions, you can reach her there.
Thanks for being on the show, Carrie. It's also a pleasure speaking with you. You're a wealth of knowledge. So thank you for providing us with some information about job searching tools. How can we get a hold of you if someone in the audience is listening and they want to find out more about you?
Thank you so much, Michelle. Such a pleasure to be able to speak with you again. And certainly, in terms of connecting with me, anyone can email me. My work email is kkettle@careerfoundation.org. And certainly, any questions about anything career related, you can absolutely connect with me for sure.
Thanks for joining me for the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, I'd love for you to like and subscribe and give a review on Spotify. Just a reminder, if you have any questions or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. You can also email me if you have any questions about how to sponsor the show or sponsor an episode. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.